A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Naomi Fitzgibbon, Director of Nursing at the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association, and Jennifer Estevez, I hope I haven't mangled that, who is a caregiver for her husband, Andreas, who's an MND sufferer. And what they're here to talk about is a new self-care program for the providers of care for the patients of motor neuron disease. You're both most welcome. Naomi, please explain the program.
Thank you for having us in this morning. It's a very important program that the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association have developed, and it is for people who are caring for people with motor neuron disease. So we did a little bit of research last year, and we realised that the support needs for people who are supporting people with MND are kind of non-existent. So we needed to do something and address that. So we talked to an expert clinical psychologist, Mary Scarfe, to help us develop a programme for the likes of Jennifer, really, so that they could get support and coping mechanisms and learn how to support the person that they're living with, but also to be able to look after themselves. So we started the programme. We're into the third week. Seems to be going very well so far. It's our pilot programme. And it was really developed by the funds that Charlie Bird raised through the Walk with Charlie Fund. So we're really delighted that that legacy is going to live on. And it is the start of a programme. We're going to develop it more, and we're just going to make it part of the offering for people who are living with motor neuron disease and their loved ones.
So just tell me how the programme works. Is it online? Is it at a certain venue? How long does it run for?
So it is a 7-week programme, and it's on a Tuesday. So the third series is on today. And each week there is a different topic that Mary talks through with the people. It is online, and that was decided because it'd be easier access for everybody, because people are really busy. They don't have time to get into.
And especially if you live down the country,
exactly,
coming to Dublin.
Yeah, it's just not an option.
It's an ordeal.
For people.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided. So it seems to be working very well. And there's an opportunity for people to speak to each other during the course and get to know each other. But I think it's that community of that peer support, that people aren't on their own, that there is support out there for them, and also to give them the coping mechanisms that will help them a little bit to cope as they're going through living with somebody with MND.
So, Jennifer, talk to me about your husband, MND, the diagnosis.
Well, Andreas, my husband of nearly 20 years now, is the most vibrant, energetic, outgoing person that I've literally ever met. He was a marathon runner. He was always on his bike, always out in the open in nature. He's somebody who just loved his body for the freedoms it gave him. So last year, maybe November, he started to notice cramping in his hand, and gradually this got worse. After a series of tests, he was finally diagnosed with the devastating news that this was motor neuron disease. And, you know, it was initially a huge shock. Our family were amazing. Our community of support was amazing. The IMNDA was amazing. And so many people reached out to us in that darkness and just brought us solace. But as it's degenerative disease, the goalposts are always changing. We got used to him not really being able to use his hands, writing, and gradually getting weaker in his upper body. And now, up until about a few months ago, he was still able to go for a 5K run with me, slower than he would have before. But we were still able to do that. And then since Christmas, that has changed. And now he's walking with a stick, and he's walking quite a lot of difficulty. He gets extremely tired. We have a wheelchair in the house. That's going to be the next step. So it's very traumatic because you're living with your past, your memories of the person and what they could do. You're living with the future and knowing what is coming down the line is going to be a lot harder. And you're also trying to live in the moment and make the most of life and still be alive and still live and not be depressed and down about it. So it's a very much, as Mary Scarfe said, it's like a yo-yo of emotions and feelings for the person who is going through it, but also for the family. And you feel so helpless. You feel so helpless to be able to support them to do anything about this disease that relentlessly goes on, and it just takes them bit by bit, a little bit away every day. So, and we have two young children, two boys, 11 and 15. And so I'm also trying to keep them, you know, supported and upbeat, and family life goes on. So so there's many, many challenges. And I was actually starting to burn out with it all. And just in like just this beacon of hope, this email came into me for this caregivers program. And I quickly clicked on reply and said, I want to do that. And, you know, I was delighted I got a place, because it's also only 12 people, because for that reason that Naomi was saying, that we get the chance to talk to one another, and it's more intimate than if it was just, you know, a program that was just given out as a kind of lecture. It's more like, you know, she does meditation, and then she goes through her slides for the different topics. Last week it was first week it was anticipatory grief and what that's like and what you feel like when you're going through it. How you can be so numb because you're just coping, and then suddenly you get this explosion of emotion that you just kind of collapse. And that had happened to me, and I just thought, am I coping normally? Is this something strange that's happening to me? And it was just wonderful to know that that's just a part of trauma and a part of what happens to your body and your mind when you're going through something like this. So having the support of this community and also the psychological support by somebody who's an expert is just huge for me. I literally just sat down for the 2 hours and just, I was in this own space where I just didn't, I was just there, and these people, these beautiful people who are all supporting somebody at a different stage, at the beginning, at a later stage. And they were all, you know, I was talking about my situation, they were giving me support, and it was just lovely. It was just because we're very isolated, but it's also a sense that you're not alone, and other people are there, and there's this solidarity, and just to know how to cope as well when you're getting extremely stressed and tired, to how to calm your body, calm your mind, bring yourself back into the present and not get stuck in that kind of, you know, fear or fight or flight, I guess, sometimes you feel when you're going through it.
And what age is Andres?
He's 40. He'll be 45 in May.
It is unbelievable devastation. Yeah. Your whole life has been completely upended.
It's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. It's the future. It's the past. I mean,
it's the children as well. It's everything.
Children. And for him, you know, he's amazing.
And he's had to give up his career.
He's still working. He's very well supported. He's a business analyst, so he's still able to. And he is a very dedicated person.
And his cognitive function is superb. Yeah. It's not affected.
His speech is a little slower now, but yeah, he's a people person. He's a giver. He just wants to do the right thing always. And he just wants to, you know, support people. And his work community in Mazars have been amazing, and he's had such good support. But I know they appreciate him so much of who he is. So I think it's important for him to keep working as much as he can. He works from home and he does a lot of stuff online as well. He can't really type or write very much anymore, but he's got brains to burn, so he's well able to use them. And it's good for him, but it's also, you know, challenging.
So Naomi, there's 450 people with MND in Ireland. Charlie Bird, of course, died last yesterday week, and was buried at his funeral in the Mansion House. I interviewed him in December at an event for the All-Ireland Business Summit in Croke Park, and Claire was there and Trigger was there and so on. And it is horrendous, but there is a legacy of the money he raised for Climate Charlie and other schemes. One was the voice technology, which we spoke about there, was alluded to there. Mm-hmm. And the other is this programme. Maybe just explain about Charlie Bird's legacy.
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing legacy, I think. And Charlie was very, I suppose, he wasn't afraid to talk about how he was progressing through his illness. It's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to do that. But Charlie was really wanted to raise awareness and funds. So, yeah, the voice banking is one aspect. The support, this programme is going to be, you know, incredible. We have a travel grant. We also have, so people can actually can come to Beaumont Hospital if they need to get involved in clinical trials. And also a respite programme for people who are actually family members if they want to go away and get a break. And these were programmes that Charlie over, you know, he was involved in every stage of it. We did a little survey with people who were currently living with MND to make sure that we had the right programmes. And this is really what came out of it. So that's what people wanted. They're the programmes that we're going to that we have developed, and they will be delivered for the next 5 years.
What is your website?
imnda.ie.
Okay, and can I ask you finally, Jennifer? Is your husband in pain?
He has not. Thank God. The one thing is that he doesn't suffer from a lot of pain. He gets cramping and progressive muscle weakness, so that's how it affects him. So he will get a lot of like sudden cramps in his muscles, and you know that can be painful for briefly.
And but it's one of Charlie's symptoms was this uncontrollable crying. Mm.
Yeah, well, Andres is Argentinian, so he's always cried a lot. They're emotional people. But yeah, I mean, crying happens, but I think I'm not sure whether that's the MND or whether it's just the realization of your terminal illness.
Yeah.
And what you're leaving, what you're losing on a constant basis. So I kind of, I don't think he's embarrassed me in any way crying, although he's an emotional person. So,
All right. Well, my thanks indeed to Naomi Fitzgibbon, Director of Nursing at the IMNDA, and to Jennifer Estevez, whose husband, we wish you both well.
Thank you.
It sounds a horrific ordeal. Yeah. And thank you for highlighting this caregiver programme and the legacy of Charlie Bird. And we wish you all well. And don't forget that website, imnda.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.